Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, the state of Nevada could solve its billion-dollar budget shortfall easily, but the catch is accepting nuclear waste. The Nuclear Energy Institute, the PR and lobbying arm of the nuclear power industry, told the state that if it drops its opposition to the Yucca Mountain Nuclear Waste Repository in southern Nevada, it could access the Federal Nuclear Waste Fund. That account has more than $20 billion in it, and Nevada could receive up to $1 billion a year. But Nevada's governor said he would, quote, not sell away the safety of the state to the Yucca Mountain proponents, end quote. Even strong supporters of Yucca Mountain doubt that the site will open. Former Louisiana Senator J. Bennett Johnston, a primary backer of the Yucca Waste Repository, now says that it, quote, should never have been billed as a place to hold waste indefinitely. You can't absolutely prove with certainty what's going to happen in 10,000 or 100,000 years, end quote.
The BBC is reporting that British American Tobacco is breaking its own rules on marketing to children. The news channel found that single cigarettes were being promoted and sold in the African countries of Malawi, Mauritius, and Nigeria. British American Tobacco's own marketing code acknowledges that single cigarettes are particularly attractive to young people, who may not be able to afford a whole pack. Children as young as 11 were seen buying single cigarettes. The company claims it does not promote the sale of single cigarettes, but the BBC found company posters advertising the per-cigarette price. The World Health Organization estimates the number of smoking-related deaths in Africa at 100,000 a year, but expects that to double in the next two decades.
Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama is a big supporter of ethanol. His home state of Illinois is second only to Iowa in corn production, and Iowa gave Obama his first caucus win. But his corn connections go deeper than that. One of Obama's national campaign chairs is former Senator Tom Daschle, who sits on the boards of three ethanol companies. During his early years in the Senate, Obama was criticized for flying on corporate airplanes at subsidized rates. Two trips were on jets owned by Archer Daniels Midland, the nation's largest ethanol producer. Obama strongly supports subsidies for the ethanol industry, even though producing ethanol from corn is only one-fourth as efficient as producing it from sugarcane. Brazilian-made sugarcane ethanol is currently subject to U.S. tariffs. Obama says that he would continue the taxation, even though it may be illegal under World Trade Organization rules.
The pharmaceutical company Merck has had the only human papillomavirus vaccine on the U.S. market for the last 2 years. Merck has spent millions of dollars to promote Gardasil through a series of ads, including the One Less spots. Merck is currently running commercial trailers before summer blockbusters like the Sex and the City movie. Here's a clip.
I chose to get vaccinated because I'll do everything I can to help protect myself from cervical cancer.
I chose to get vaccinated when my doctor told me HPV can affect women my age and how Gardasil can help protect me.
GlaxoSmithKline's competing vaccine, Cervarix, is available in many other countries. But in the U.S., the Cervarix application was denied by the Food and Drug Administration in December. It is now estimated that Cervarix will not reach the U.S. market until the end of 2009. It looks like Merck has one less competitor to worry about for now.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. We just mentioned Merck's Gardasil ad campaign. The PR firm behind it is Edelman. In the past, Edelman worked extensively for the tobacco industry. A 1978 R.J. Reynolds document shows Edelman's plans to counter the backlash against secondhand smoke. One tactic Edelman proposed was a national public opinion poll that would assess the, quote, degree of annoyance of a whole range of obnoxious habits. Body odor, bad breath, whiskey breath, loud talkers, foul language, sneezing, uncurbed dogs, etc. The survey would include smoking, but our sense is that it will show that smoking is relatively insignificant as an annoyance compared with scores of other personal practices against which there are no organized efforts, end quote. That's from an Edelman strategy document for the cigarette maker, R.J. Reynolds.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.